time we play the man, I got to tell you, you are welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, you are now in the
mix. Hey, what's good? This is Mims, and I'm hanging out with the bad. There's DJ Rossy Ross on the mix, and it's about to go down.
Yo, check this out. This is Flavor Flav, and you listening to C. Yo, check 1-2. This is Flavor Flav, Public Enemy. And you listening to K. Yo, check 1-2. This is Flavor Flav, Public Enemy. And you listening to CKUT, and the place to be from the Bronx to T.O.P.
This is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners. Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond. Are you up for it?
Descend and brighten the world.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.
The Montreal International Documentary Festival is celebrating its 25th edition, a unique opportunity to enjoy the best documentary films from all around the world.
This fall, the RIDM returns exclusively to theaters and venues with screenings, festivities, and much more.
See you from November 17th to the 27th.
Discover the full program at RIDM.ca.
The RIDM, where all stories meet.
Join Cinema Politica for our fall screening series. Monday, November 21st, Primera, a film on the Chilean uprising. Monday, November 28th, The Clabona Keepers, looking at indigenous land and water defenders on the west coast of Turtle Island. Monday, December 5th, Into the Weeds, a celebrated documentary that looks at the struggle against multinational pesticide company Monsanto. These films show on Mondays at 7 p.m. in room H110 at Concordia University, 1455 de Maisonneuve West, Metro Guy Concordia. Info, cinemapolitica.org. These screenings are a CKUT Radio co-presentation.
Saturday, the 26th of November at IRSA. Award-winning Nova Scotian funeral director turned songwriter Tara Spencer and explosive special guest Ben Kaplan are pairing up for one night only in Montreal to celebrate the release of their brand new joint album, Old News. Written by Tara and produced by Ben, this collection of songs is a tender and cheeky portrait of the art of saying goodbye, captured with live off-the-floor energy. Please join us at Montreal's beloved music venue, IRSA, located at 5589 Park Avenue at the corner of St. Viateur, on Saturday the 26th of November for this very special and intimate show. Doors are at 6:30 with delicious food and drinks available. Show is at 8 and tickets are $17. For tickets, links, and more information on this show and others, please visit us at ursamtl.com and on Facebook and Instagram at ursamtl, a CKUT co-presentation.
Are you a tenant in Montreal? Do you have questions about your rights? Your local housing committee can help. To find the housing committee for your neighborhood or for more resources, go to www.rclalq.qc.ca.
This is Kai Kello and you, Kai Kello and you, are tuned into CKU. T C C K K U U T T C C C K K K U U T T T C C C K K K U U T T T T C C C K K K U U T T T C K U T C K U T.
This is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners.
Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond.
Delta 2 Yankee, Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Are you up for it?
Give me something I can dance to.
COVID virus, it's all politics. It's really funny how the last four viruses showed up on election year. You got the SARS, you got the COVID, you got the swine flu, and you got the fourth one, I forget what it is right now. They all showed up on election year. You know, and COVID's been around since the early 1900s. It's just a different strain right now. You don't know which one you get, whether it affects you or not. You know, 95-96% of the people don't get any symptoms. You know, it's, so all you can do is maintain your distance and, you know, whatever. A mask ain't doing you any good. You know, they're still arguing over that. You know, but the politicians are just trying to control the people. You know, and you look at all the rest of the countries, you know, with a large population, they just tax them to death, and so they can keep them broke and keep them under control. You know, that's all about all it is. It just scares the shit out of people. You know, but I want to know, New York's got all control, all the newspapers and the media, Silicon Valley, and Hollywood's got control of everything. None of it's true. It's all social media bullshit because you can't sell the truth. You know? So who do you believe? That's the question. You know, and I guess now there's three or four strains flying around now, and certain places got the weak one, and certain places got the strong one. But how do you avoid it in the city? You can't. No. But it just. But it'll backfire pretty quick. You know, some other politician got caught with people from five different houses at Thanksgiving dinner. One of the Bay Area politicians. So they ought to practice what they're preaching. That's, you know, and they got a recall out for Newsom now. They already got over half the signatures they need. You know, and they got till the 10th of March to finish out their petitions. So, you know. So, I mean, they're just trying to control the people and break them. You know. And the alcohol sales and the suicide rates went through the roof. You know. I forget what the percentage is now. It's under 25 that in California the suicide count is. Just because of the BS. Sonny's the only one I know that died from it, but there has been other people in town with it, but they brought it to town with them. You know, one of the guys come over a couple weeks ago, he's from Sacramento, he got sick and went to RCMS and took the test and tested positive. You know, and that's how it gets here. People from out of town bring it in. You know, and I guess there's been quite a few cases in Wall, but again, people are bringing it in. You know, and you go to all these other places and you talk to people. Nobody knows anybody that's got it up until the last week. You know, now people can't go anywhere for Christmas because relations have got it that they planned on going to see. So, a lot of them were going to the Bay Area, but now they're not. So, with everything shut down, there's not much to do. Go home, go to work, go home, go to work. And they're talking June or July now before they open it back up. But it seems to me a lot of the people in the cities are starting to get ready to revolt because they're going to reopen the schools pretty quick. And that's another one. Newsom's got his kid in school, never missed a day. Send him to private school, he goes to school every day. None of this Zoom BS. See, and then the vaccine's coming out. Who's going to take it and who ain't? I ain't taking it. One thing I went through the blood and shit with the fire department and stuff. My system doesn't take synthetics. And the FDA, everything they got synthetic. So the shot's more than likely not going to do me any good at all. And, if you give somebody a shot, you gotta wait X amount of time and take a blood test to see if the shot works. All the shots I took in school, they never took no test. And we were exposed to hepatitis playing ball, they never took no test. The main ingredient in most of the vaccines is the same ingredient that's in Roundup. You know, and people are getting, 50 years later, they're getting the after effects from the shots. Alzheimer's, shingles, I don't know what all else, but what are you going to get when you take these vaccines? Down the road. From what I gather now, there's three different companies that got vaccines. Which one are you going to take? Pfizer got the first one out, which Biden's got millions and millions of dollars worth of stock in. I forget the other one just come on the last couple days. The other one, it's a short name. I forget the name of it, but there's another one right behind them. We'll see what happens. And there is, I guess in New York, there's already people that are coming down sick after the vaccine because they don't have an immune system probably to start with. Then taking that on top of it, they'll have a reaction. So, like I said, they're shooting people up in the Bay Area left and right. And I guess they got 40,000 vials the other day or something. We're going to see what happens. People might realize finally, you know, South Dakota never shut down. The people took responsibility on themselves to keep their distance and all this stuff. And, you know, they may learn things from bad experiences. I mean, the biggest thing now is, you know, that everybody goes around, they got you locked down in houses. If somebody walks in the house with it, the whole house is going to get it. You know, lockdown, not the answer. And I hope they learn from that one. You know, but like I say, what do you do in the city? There's no escape. But just like I say, it's another strain of virus to learn about, figure it all out before it's over. But being that mutates, you can come back again. But they'll be ready for it next time, hopefully. Oh yeah, there's nothing to do. You know, like I say, you get up, you go to work, and back home. You know, grocery stores are open, post office open, the bank's open, but none of the rest of the business are open. And you can go out and do anything. You know, but, I mean, I got lots of things to do at home, keep myself busy from getting bored. You know, but I'm just, you know, social, the social life, I mean, like I said, the alcohol and the suicide rates went through the roof because people stay at home. You know, a lot of other things, you know. People bought all the goddamn cannon jars and all the seeds and shit off the shelf for something to do at home. Yeah, that. The paper towels now, I guess. They're buying paper towels as fast as they can get it on the shelf. It's like the guys that hijacked the truck of toilet paper. What are you going to do with 18,000 rolls of toilet paper? Put it on the internet and sell it? That was their plan. But they got caught. They actually did it. Back in Alabama or Georgia or something, they hijacked a toilet paper truck with 18,000 rolls on it and got caught. Oh, yeah. When the supply don't meet the demand, you get your price. I said, The computer era is here, and the millenniums is just, you know, that the millennium thing comes right straight from the sheriff's department. That's what they call the people that are in the heavy in the computers and the internet and stuff. You know, don't write it down with a piece of paper and pencil. You know. It's just like the other night, I walked outside, and I seen the weirdest thing I ever seen in the sky. Did you guys see the Edmund Musk star train?
He moves. Take his head off. Yeah. Put the gun at him. Get out of his seat.
It showed up Thursday. I didn't see it Thursday night. I seen it Friday night.
I'm not going to make it, sir.
And evidently, he just launched 60 new satellites. So he's got 100 and some satellites up there and all in a row going across the sky. Like planes. One right behind the other. It was two side by side. But optical illusion, too, because they're not moving. The Earth's moving under your feet, making them look like they're moving. But like I said, he's launched 60 new ones, but it looked like there was 100 of a string going north, just one right behind the other. Pretty soon, everything is going to operate off of them.
Shit. Stevie, don't get me wrong. But how am I going
home? You don't ask questions, you don't get no answers. But one day, and it's been 20 years now that they added 7,000 feet or 14,000 feet to the AT&T building out here. Then they come along with smart meters. They never did finish the second step. There's nobody on the front of the bill. But I guess Musk, he's a little ahead of them. You see them on some cars, you see them on all the boats. There's those little mushrooms about that tall and about that big around. Those are repeaters. And the plan was, once they got the smart meter in, they put one on every PG&E pole. And everything going through them mushrooms. Phone service, internet service, smart meter service, everything was going through them mushrooms, but nobody paid the bill. So now everything's gonna go satellite. Making dummies out of a lot of people. You know? Because you push one wrong button, and things get all screwed up, and trying to get it straightened out. You know, it took me 3 years to get one thing straightened out, and trying to get another one straightened out now for 5 years, and can't get no answers. A good one is, I know two guys had to file a report. You know, I was working for the one guy. So, they had somebody write up the report. And then they had some, had to fill in their information. So, I mean, the format's identical. Just the names and addresses were different, and the figures. One guy left 10 out of the off of what the other guy's paperwork was. They both got checks. One guy got a check for $20,000, the other guy got a check for $40,000. Just because he left off 10. Computer. The Walmart was there for an hour. I give them my debt card to cash out. The machine runs out of paper. Can't get the card back. malfunction in the computer because there's no paper in it. Nobody could feed the paper in the machine. They had to find it first, but nobody knew how to thread the paper back in the machine. Or I was in West America when that satellite went overhead and blew up over the top of the Sierra and stuff. I just cashed a check. Well, I'm walking out the door, the bank closed. You couldn't do nothing unless you had cash. And then they had the old roll, I don't know if you remember the old roll-out credit card machine. They had to dig them out. And then they had to dig the paper out, and nobody knew how to run them. The wall was a major chaos in 15 minutes. You know, so that's technology for you. You know, I was, the last trip I went to see some people in Wyoming. And I wanted to ride the Rockies on horseback, top of the Rockies, and that's what I did. It was 30 miles from the pavement to the ranch house.
Yeah, fill
it
up, please.
You know, another 15, 20 miles in from there and didn't see, I bet I seen 7 people in a week. You know, that's how I like to spend my time instead of going to the city. I'm like a cat in a cage, 3 hours. You know, and like I said, they don't, you see all these ads, they don't tell you the truth. You go to the store, they got this ad, I go get one. Well, they don't have it on the shelf when you get there. And you go to, you write out your shopping list and go to your car, or you go to Santa Rosa, it's the same thing.
Which house?
They never got what you want. A lot of times they're sold out. You know, they don't have it to start with. It's false advertisement.
Take a look at the lower body. You'll notice that his feet and legs are together.
You know, I last about 3 hours in Santa Rosa or Windsor down there. I last about 3 hours and I got a bail. That's just too much. You ever see Bigfoot? Well, you can tell me I'm crazy, but I've seen 3 of them. And I know a couple guys seen a couple, or one here, it was a couple years ago on 128. You know? They're different, but they're big. You know? But, then he gets back to the media. The Aztecs and the Mayans never built the pyramids. I wish I could have made that seminar, but I had to work with an old Indian guy that's retired.
You all right?
Yeah. 44 to headquarters. 44 to headquarters.
Come
he's
in,
on the
way. What?
There's Platoon Paul.
What the hell's going on out there, Collins?
Creaming the car.
Where the hell are you now?
He's gone crazy.
Correction. We're still after him. We haven't lost him. We're still after him. Now, come on.
Stay right where you are. We're coming to you right now.
Come on! Let's go!
You can turn any way you want it. Just spin around, stick a pin in it. Wherever you want. And then you get a compass out. And you go, set it up next to the pin and go 19 degrees. From that pin, you may have to go 3/4 of the way around the world, but you're gonna hit another temple. And the only thing they can figure out about that,
where the hell he gets so much information,
is it's a safety device. If you're up there flying around and having motor problems or power problems, you can just put her on 19 degrees.
How long's he been at it?
And you can go to one of those temples. You know, And who built them? The people who did the brain surgery are not on the planet. Where'd they go?
But he never says anything to incriminate himself.
You know, the galaxy is shaped like a waffle iron. It's long, flat, kind of rounded on both sides. And when the Earth turns just right, you're looking at the Milky Way. You're looking at the far end of the galaxy. And here we are on this end. What's on the other 90%? Nobody knows. There's all kinds of mysteries in the sky.
Friggin' faggot.
You know, we're still trying to figure out these planes. Since Travis shut down over there, they leased out part of the bases to the FDA and the DEA and the FBI and all these guys. There's been two unmarked planes flying here. It looked like C-5s or something. There was a blue one and a tan one. There was no marks on flying over it. The other, the hot dog plane, is the one that gets me. Yeah. I mean, it's the biggest plane I've ever seen. It's not the fuselage, it's not very big around, but the wingspan on it is way bigger than any commercial airliner. I was going home one night in this light in the sky, and I'm watching it, and it disappeared. So then I drive on past home. I see it coming again. The clouds were blocking out the light. So I pulled over to the cul-de-sac and I got the glasses out and I was watching it over my head. But I've seen it in the sky in the daylight since a couple times since then. You know, and it's not a commercial airliner because it just sits up there and floats. And like I say, the fuselage is way smaller and longer and the wingspan on it is something you won't believe. Somebody, Google or somebody's up there looking at something. Could be the Chinese for all you know. That's what they thought the other night when the star lights went over. Stalin tried it. Hitler tried it. The communists tried it. You know, and if you follow Biden.
What do you think he's done?
He's another Hitler.
I don't know.
The same thing.
Well, what do you think?
You know, he refused to take Trump's drug test. Why?
Don't be ridiculous.
And then you go talk to local pharmacists. He went to school with Obama. Hitler wasn't even German. He was an Austrian with a drug problem.
Maybe kill somebody.
But if you look at junkies, you can tell by looking at their eyes.
Maybe stole that big dude of his.
Before, I mean, the skin starts sagging on their faces. You can see it at the bottom of their eyes. And you look at Hitler, you look at a few junkies around here, you look at Obama or you look at Biden, you can see it underneath the eyes.
Transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.
De Martin. Je sais que c'est un bon père de famille. Je sais que c'est un collègue apprécié au bureau. Je sais que c'est un pas pire joueur de hockey. Je sais qu'il prend bien soin de sa fille qui vit avec des handicaps, même si c'est pas toujours facile. Mais je sais pas que Martin est une personne proche aidante.
Ce n'est pas toujours évident de le savoir. Apprenez-en davantage en visitant québec.ca/personnes-proches-aidantes. Les personnes proches aidantes, elles sont plus qu'on pense. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Do you know about love?
What do you possibly think you know about love? You know, I'm sick and tired of men using love like it's some kind of disease you just catch. Love should have brought your ass home last night.
Welcome to the spot.
Welcome to the spot.
The spot is where I kick it.
Back in the days when I wish I'm not a kid anymore, but some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
Got a lot on my mind, I'm thinking I need
you. Bring me joy when I'm down.
Oh, yes, everyone. Yes, yes, yes. You are tuned in to CKUT 90.3 FM. This is The Spot. The Spot with Miss Nikki. The Spot is where I kick it. Usually, I would say every other Monday from